July sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Ron Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, welcome to Hollywood Connections. We call it Hollywood Connections during this time as well. I am Dawn Reese, your host, and thank you for joining. And we are live on Facebook. We are live on Periscope. We are live on Twitter. We have also an amazing artist that I want to play his music from New York before we kick off the show, before our major guest calls in. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this show. Let's go to Fizz Anthony's song, It'll Lift You Up. And I love this song. Thank you, Fizz. He'll be calling in shortly as well.
Wash it away, the pain,
Well, that is Fizz Anthony. He is in New York, and just an inspirational song. I'm waiting for my VIP call in shortly here, and I am texting. I'm calling back, and so we're waiting patiently. I know some things take a little bit more time, and we are Eastern Standard Time. He is on the same time zone as me as well. So we have some amazing guests calling in to ask some questions. If you're wondering first what Hollywood Connections is all about, it's about getting you connected and giving you the right information and on point. Also, if you're interested, this is amazing. We have something called the Digital Business Card, 727-871-7788. Text me, and it's amazing. I have a gentleman that was on my show a while ago. His name is Steve, and he actually was the one that gave me the opportunity to make money with this as well. So you can too. And I have so many links, all my shows up there and so much more. There might be a time change on something. It might be 5:30 he's calling in. Is that, who is that? Oh, okay. Hey, Fizz from New York. I'm going to keep you on with me. Are you there? We just played your amazing song.
I love it. Thank you so much for playing that.
Oh, no worries. We might have had another email. He might be calling in at 5:30. So, they did confirm 5 to 6. So, who knows? We'll stay on the air and we'll talk about some things until he gets on with us. In the meantime, you've been on my show many times and we played your music. Tell us what you're doing in New York. We'll kind of fill in some time before he calls in.
Sure, Dawn. So, obviously, there's quite a lot going on with this COVID-19, and the song Wash It Away was kind of my approach as an artist is obviously to bring peace, love, music into the world. It's what God blessed me with, the gift of music. And so I consider myself a spiritual artist, and so everyone is talking about washing their hands and washing this and washing that. But it's really important to wash your mind of fear, and that's exactly what has been going on. Is that this COVID-19 has been designed to inject fear into society, and so Well, this song is designed to help wash away the fear and bring more love and music into their heart.
You know, I've talked to so many people that they've said, you know, my gosh, I'm gaining weight over this. I'm fearful. I'm eating so much. And I'll tell you, I just told somebody yesterday, I said, listen, I'm not letting this get to me. I am making sure that I am eating healthy. I'm out walking, roller skating around my area, bike riding on the treadmill, on the glider, you know. And what are you doing to keep your mind healthy from all this?
Well, I pretty much, things haven't changed so much for me because I'm awake and I'm aware of what the situation is. And so I've been delivering food to elderly, to people in need. I've been helping the homeless. I've been creating music like I shared. That song, I had created this virtual hug fest on Facebook where I had people participate with writing the song with me, because as you know, I write songs for people, whether they're speakers or they're performers or anybody that has a message in their heart. I take their message and I help them have their own song. As a matter of fact, I just finished a song for a gentleman, for his granddaughter, really, really nice gentleman, and I wrote his song is about his life and his journey and his love for his granddaughter. So I write for, really, I mean, everyone's life is a song, and so and now my newest venture is soulmate songs, writing songs for couples. I take their love story so they have their own song. And so I've been doing that, you know, just doing what I do and trying to be as positive as I can with helping to spread love and light and truth in regards to this COVID-19, which has all the markings of a Zionist black swan operation. And so this is where talk gets a little sensitive and tough to share, because people have been programmed not to really receive the truth. They've been inundated with mainstream media, which is mostly false information. And this is how the few people that run the deep state and the control the government behind the curtain are able to do these red flag, these operations like they did with 9/11, which I've done enough extensive research to know that that was executed primarily by Zionists that run the deep state of America. And so this COVID-19 leads to these same people. And so I'm doing my best to share that information so we can stop them and create a world of peace, love, and unity for all.
That's amazing. And how is it going in New York? What area in New York are you in?
I am I'm in New York City.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm all over. I mean, I like I shared, I've been I've been driving as well as, normally, for the past more than over a decade, two decades, I've been just writing songs, and that's what I've been doing. But since this situation, I've kind of stepped back a little bit from my business and just kind of started driving and delivering food to people that need food. And again, just kind of being a little bit more hands-on with what's really going on and being very vocal about it, which
That's awesome. More people. You know, I do have to shout out. I have a story while we're waiting. And like I said, maybe it's going to be 5:30, but they did confirm 5 to 6. So I'll tell you who my special guest is if I know for sure. But I did get the email. So I'll tell my friends I have the email confirmed and the call in. You know, the other day I was at Walmart. And of course, I run in, I run out, or if I'm at Costco. And I want to thank a gentleman named Ken. And he's probably listening. You know, sometimes I'm on point Viz when I'm grocery shopping, and I tell my husband, I'm like, I don't take the credit card. Here's enough what I'm going to get. So anyways, I'm in line, and I ended up having this gentleman, I think I went like 13 over, probably because my husband was like, I want this certain cheese, and I want this. And so anyways, he's like, let me pay for it. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll just come back. He goes, no, I'm going to pay for it and put it in your cart, or I'm going to leave it here. And I said, okay, fine. That's no problem. And so for 5 minutes, of course, we're going back and forth, and the guy behind the counter is like, lady, would you just pay for your your food for the other part. But I, you know, and it's so, when I say pay forward, he owns a tow truck company, and I was waiting for him to give me, you know, a commercial spot that I could actually help him out with, and hopefully we'll get that going. But a shout out to Ken out there, and he probably wanted to be anonymous right now. And he was just doing, you know, just an angel work of God that, you know, and that's what, if you see somebody that needs help and you're out there, and that's where I'm paying for it as well, when I see somebody that needs the help. And I just want to thank him. And that was, you know, it was kind of one of those days that you just go, wow, did that really happen? You know, pay for somebody's meal or something. And yeah, so we have a few more minutes. So, you know, you started out in music. You know, you've been teaching for a long time as well. You've got some other things that you can help people online, correct?
Well, yeah, I do quite a lot. I'm, you know, I'm a musicpreneur. I guess you could say that, you know, the term entrepreneur. You could say I'm a musicpreneur. I mean, it's mostly everything based around music. So I created this business called Signature Songs, and I got the idea because I was studying these entrepreneurs, and this guy was teaching entrepreneurs how to grow their business by speaking, and he said, you need your signature speech. And I thought, wow, they should have their signature song, so when they go on stage, they've got their very own song that represents their signature brand and their signature message. And so I've been doing that very successfully, and writing songs for very high achieving people that have big dreams and goals, and I've been doing a lot out there. And I mean, writing for everyone and everything from that to spiritual shamans to you know, I wrote a book called Ignite the Rockstar Within.
That's right.
And that's about really tapping into your life purpose. And so I'm quite prolific, obviously, as an artist in my own right. I also wrote a rock opera musical called Fizz and the Ultimate Dream, which is a time travel love story. And it's designed to remove dogma and elevate the consciousness of the planet. And that's my big why. That's I want to say that's really a big part of my mission is that particular rock opera. But and of course this present situation is you know, obviously a pretty big deal, where we've got these really malicious, wicked people that have intertwined themselves into the American government and the world at large. And you know, this is how they, you know, they work for Satan. Satan is real, and that's who they work for. And Satan, you know, this is what they do. They control everything they can get their hands on. That's the government. You know, they control the money. They control the, you know, the Federal Reserve. They control the money. They control the banks. They control the government. They control the news media. They control, they buy up everything they possibly can, like Disney and Star Wars, anything they can get their hands on. And then they just use that for their deception and their brainwashing of America and the destruction of America to bring in their new world order. And so basically their plan is a very sick one, which is to, you know, force vaccinations. And that's why I love Dr. Shiva, and I've been observing him and seeing that he's been a troubadour out there to help stop them from the forced vaccinations, of course, which is the critical that we retain our freedom and our rights to be sovereign souls, which is what we all are. And so I'm so proud of him, the work he's been doing. And yeah, so there's quite a lot going on. They've got a pretty wicked agenda.
Yeah, we're waiting. Actually, that's our VIP guest to call in as Dr. Shiva. And every time I see a live video feed, I'm saying share, share, share. And he's running for state senate in Massachusetts. He's, oh my gosh, everything he's telling the world is amazing. And you're not going to hear this on the main news stream. You know, I'm not one of those reporters that come around or a talk show host that gives you, you know, a lot of fluff. I'm bringing in the real people. And that's also, Fizz, that's why I started Hollywood Connections. I say Hollywood Connections, because a lot of people have been taken in show business. And I started out saying, I'm going to get them to the right people the right way. And I've worked for everybody. Trust it. Whatever modeling school that you want to name, I've worked, I've taught, I've been there. But, you know, and we'll wait a few more minutes here. I know that maybe that his assistant said 5:30, and I did confirm 5 to 6. So maybe there was a mix up. So hold on with us, Lisa. Lisa, I'm promoting Fizz here on the air. But we have a funny story how we met. I was in Clearwater Beach working, and you kind of rolled around and walked around. You were trying to find an art show, right? Do you remember?
Oh.
How we met?
No.
I remember meeting you near the beach there. What was it that I was looking for? I don't even remember.
There was some art. You said there's an art festival or something going on, and you said,
that's right.
Right.
Yes.
So, and then we talked, and then you told me you're an artist. I went, oh, so you sing, and your music. I mean, give your social media so people can follow you. And I love your morning coffee talks. And you are truly an inspiration for people to definitely follow you and see what you've been doing on social media. So give that
to
everybody, for sure.
Sure, thank you. Well, you know, I'm most active on Facebook, at least at the present moment. And for those of you that are listening that are on Facebook, please reach out to me there. I'm on there as Fizz Anthony, F-I-Z. It's Fizz with one Z, and then Anthony is my last name. And I have a website, which is fizzforever.com, F-I-Z, the number 4, and then the word ever.com. And, of course, I'm on YouTube. I have a couple of different YouTube channels. I'm still trying to figure out my YouTube thing because things got a little confusing with YouTube because Google bought up YouTube, and I was on YouTube in the early years, and things got kind of confusing with YouTube. But I share quite most of my stuff anyway on Facebook, but I do have stuff on YouTube. But I can send people, they can email me if they'd like, fizzenterprisesforever@gmail.com, and I can send more information about me. And if somebody's interested in, and that's the number 4, by the way. So Fizz, F-I-Z, Enterprises, the number 4, ever@gmail.com. And if anybody is interested in having their own custom song, if you are a speaker, an entrepreneur, or if you are married and you would love to have your very own soulmate song for you and your soulmate, I do that. If you're getting married, if you're having an anniversary, or if you just want a song about your life with your loved one or whatever that may be,
right.
We should speak.
Everyone's
life is a song. Yeah,
right. You wrote a song for my past co-host that was with me, and I had trained her, and her husband passed away, and that song was amazing that you wrote for Quincy, and that was so from the heart, I'll tell you. Well, Fizz, I know I'm still waiting for my VIP guest to call in, so we'll wait a few more minutes. Since you have the station's email, if you have another song, we'd love to play it. You know, this is live radio, so you never know what can happen. And just in case here, when our call-in comes in, I know that we have Cassie and we have Jeff Berger, and if not, we're going to just talk about what they're doing in the world of keeping healthy and, you know, and in the immune system as well. So hold on, guys. We're going to wait a few more minutes. And I don't know. So Tommy's behind there, and so he's sitting now. He's like, it's raining outside. It's cloudy in Clearwater Beach. But if Iz sends you another song, let's play that one. So that would be
all
great.
I'm going to send another song right now, and I'll do it through, of course, WeTransfer. For those of you, by the way, that are familiar with WeTransfer, it's a great free, give them a plug since they have this great service where you can
upload
and download stuff. Okay, hold on. I am going to do that as soon as I find a song. Okay, how about something from the first CD?
That would be great. That would be great. In the meantime, like I said, I'm just waiting. It should be another 2 minutes or so. We'll find out. And I've got so many great questions. You have a question. I know. I actually went over the questions before and sent them over to him. So he had them ahead of time. So he wasn't surprised at what they were or, you know, or somebody was calling in that we always have positive feedback on this. So it's better probably for you when you send it, because if I'm sending it from here, it takes forever because of the tower outside. So while we're doing that, let me tell you a little bit more real quick while he's doing that, and Tommy will give me the thumbs up when he gets the email. Hold on, Fizz. We have Hollywood Connections. I have kids and, oh my gosh, up to 80 year old, which she does not look like, Yvonne Madison from Madison Tax Service, her son. And she is one of our Beauty Queen reporters, and you can audition to be a Beauty Queen reporter. They're in film festivals. They're out there on the red carpet. I trained them. I went to broadcast and journalism for 7.5 years and won the top award over there and in Santa Ana, California. And then also, Fizz, I don't know if you know, but I'm up for the best talk show host with the International Christian Film Festival coming up. I'm truly excited. But, you know, of course, everything's on hold. And, you know, when everything's on hold, and I do have to say this when our caller calls in, is that you have to, and like I said, God's shaking the world. And, you know, here's an example. My husband was painting the house yesterday. Inside, there's walls that we need done. We need to redo a floor, take out the carpet, get the wood floors in. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we have put on hold. And this is the time for family and fun and just, you know, getting together and playing board games or belly laughing with each other. You know, just, you know, there's a lot of people I know personally that are hiding under the covers. They're not doing anything and they're waiting for this to come out. And I'm telling them, please get up. You know, as an example, as my mom used to say, put your tennis shoes on and get up and walk in the morning. And that's what it's all about, is you get out there and you make things happen. And, you know, if you put your tennis shoes on, I'll tell you, that's the magical walk in the morning, and it will make you want to work out. How are we doing on the call-ins over there? Jeff, okay. Hi, Jeff. Hold on, Fizz. Well, we're going to go to another song. Let me get Jeff on real quick. Jeff Berger, are you there?
I am here, Dawn. It's Jeff Berger. Absolutely. How you doing?
Berger, yes. Like a burger.
You got it.
I am waiting.
Not cheese or not ham.
I confirmed today on the Google. I confirmed on the call-in time. I said Eastern Standard Time. He's on the same time as us. So we are still waiting patiently for our VIP guest to call in. And so if not, we're going to talk about what you do as well and give you some more plugs for being on the air with us and Cassie. And so I was very excited because it took me 4 weeks to get him on the air with us. And so I sent over the email and they confirmed it this morning. They said 5 to 6. So we're just waiting patiently. You know, you never know if it's traffic or somebody's stuck someplace, but we're just waiting patiently for that. In the meantime, we got a song. Let's go to Fizz's other song. That might be him calling in, but let's check on that song. We'll be right back.
I bought a one-way ticket to reach my destiny. I had so many struggles there on the way, down the winding roads of yesterday. But I never looked back, I knew it had to be.
And we're back, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, Clearwater, Tampa. And Dr. Shiva, are you there?
How are you? Good afternoon.
Oh, I am so excited that you are calling in. Somehow I got the last email that said 5 to 6, so we just kept the show going with a friend of mine in New York with his song.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. You're welcome anytime. I'll tell you, I am a huge supporter of yours. I'll tell you, I got the badge on Facebook that said you are a top watcher on your videos, and I'll tell you, you are giving the truth to the world, and that's why you're here, and we wanted to bring you to the airwaves here in Clearwater, Tampa. And Dr. Shiva, please, you're so amazing. Tell us about your background for everybody that is listening in the radio on their way home and driving.
Yeah, I tend not to go through all my background because I'm a little bit sort of embarrassed, but everyone keeps saying, Shiva, you should share your background first when you talk so people understand why you're saying what you're saying and the importance of that. So my background is pretty simple. I grew up, you know, as a working class kid in New Jersey. You know, I played baseball. You know, I'm a typical American kid who came here when I was 7 years old from India. I learned how to mow lawns, but I also learned how to program computers when I was a 14-year-old kid because I went to NYU as one of those kids who was an overachiever. And I started doing medical research as a 14-year-old kid at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School as a full-time research fellow. And then that's where I created the world's first email system. When I converted the old-fashioned inter-office mail system, remember the inbox, outbox folders, to the electronic version, named it email, and got the first U.S. copyright at a time when that was the only way to protect software inventions, long before I came to MIT.
Wow.
But before that journey, I grew up in India, not only in the city of Bombay, which is like New York on steroids, but I also grew up in, like, imagine, like, Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deep, you know, village where, you know, beautiful skies, no air. Mississippi ain't like this, but in India there was no running water. You don't have electricity. Where my grandparents were village indigenous farmers, and my grandmother was a healer, where she was a village healer, where she practiced traditional systems of Indian medicine. And from her, I observed how a woman with no degrees, with tattoos all over her arms, was able to practice a system of medicine that she learned to actually heal people in very profound ways, where everyone was treated uniquely and it was the right medicine for the right person at the right time. So I saw her empirically heal people, and that really led to my journey, inspired me to want to pursue medicine. So when I came to the United States, I knew the amazing aspects that America had to offer. And I grew up in India where we were considered low caste untouchables. You won't find a lot of Indians like me here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was also interested in politics and medicine. And that journey, you know, after New Jersey, where I grew up, brought me to MIT, where I ended up going in and out of MIT, earning 4 different degrees, my undergraduate in electrical engineering, computer science, started a company, came back, got 2 master's degrees in mechanical engineering, as well as at the MIT Media Lab in scientific visualization, went out, started another company, and then came back in 2003, where everything, you know, I kept going in and out of MIT. I really loved medicine, but I didn't like the way that medicine viewed the body as, you know, parts. But in 2003, something interesting happened, is that a new field emerged called systems biology. And this was basically saying the problem with medicine was doctors, frankly, don't know the whole body. They don't treat it like a whole system. Biologists don't treat the whole body as a system. They study little parts. You can win a Nobel Prize for just understanding how one protein interacts with the other. And what systems biology said was because the genome project ended in 2003, and what we learned was that we have the same number of genes as a worm. We don't have 1 million genes. And then people realized, oh my God, genes are not who we are. We need to start recognizing that who we are is a emergence from all the chemical interactions that takes between inside of our body and outside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that fundamentally, it's not if you have this gene, you're going to get disease. In fact, genes can be turned on and off. It could be what foods you eat, what thoughts you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
What environmental toxins you're open to. So that's when I came back to MIT and to pursue my PhD in a new department that MIT created called biological engineering, not biomedical. And I was one of the first graduates. And in fact, my PhD work was based on a very, very central aspect of the immune system, which, by the way, most MDs don't learn, called the interferon system. And then, you know, that, so since that PhD work, I also created a technology that can use the computer to model diseases, so that we can eliminate the need for animal testing. So We can discover medicines. We can understand how supplements work, how natural products work. And so that, to me, was a coming full circle for me for what my grandmother did in that small village, where I have now created a technology called Cytosol, which is used by major natural products companies. We do scientific research. Universities outsource research to me because I can do the work of 30, 40 graduate students using this technology. So we're actually able to understand in a holistic way how the body works. And so what that means is that when I look at the immune system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, this is important because MDs, frankly, do not know how the immune system works. They'll admit it. They learn big pharma-based medicine. If this, then this. And it's really unfortunate because they're basically abused victims mm-hmm. of a medical establishment. Most of them, unfortunately, have Stockholm Syndrome, right?
Right.
They have to, think that the medical system is good. Many of them are recognizing they're hostages. And I think the coronavirus thing is sort of leveling the playing field. You see in the hospitals how the MDs are being abused as much as the nurses, as much as the frontline medical care workers. The hospital administrators are forcing them to do stuff that they don't actually believe in. For example, before you go, when people are coming in critical situations, giving everyone a ventilator, right? People in those conditions, you're basically blowing up their lungs in many ways.
Correct, correct.
So I've talked about that. So the foundation here is the doctor of the future needs to understand the body as a system. And we don't train medical professionals to do that. We train them, if this, give this drug. If this, give this medical intervention. And by the way, also be done in 15, 30 minutes so big pharma and big insurance can make their money.
Well, Dr. Shiva, I know we're only on for another 20 minutes yet, and I have so much. First, I want to say I want to help you. I want to run a commercial for you here in Clearwater, Tampa. I'm going to take out one of mine, and I'd like to get a hold of your office afterwards and run something for you to help people donate for what you're doing, as well as following you along on social media. I have three VIPs that are also on the line. I sent you the questions ahead of time, and I know that Fizz, that we had his music on, he has a quick question. Do you have a moment? It's all good. It's all good. Fizz, are you there?
Yeah, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Shiva, I want to thank you. I've been watching you and your work in defending our rights to not be forced vaccinated. And so I did want to speak about, obviously, this present COVID-19 corona, which has all the markings of a Zionist black swan. And, the terminology bioweapons and, I'm just familiar with their tactics because I've been observing. I, obviously, an American, I was here in New York during 9/11. I had a friend in the towers that had heard bombs go off in the towers, which, of course, led me to deep investigation, which led, we've gathered enough facts now to know it was the Zionists that run the deep state of America. And they're behind quite a lot of deceptive things. So, I'm a little confused about Trump in office with these particular people around him. And obviously the war agendas that continue to happen. And now we have this bio war against Americans. Not only do we need to be concerned about the wars that America has been doing on innocent people in the Middle East, but now we've got these people intertwined in the United States government that are actually attacking the American people themselves. So I'm curious if you talk about that.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. He's going to answer that. And then also we have two more callers, and we're going to have to get him back on. But Dr. Shiva, thank you for answering his question.
Yeah, so I think your question is the warfare that's being conducted against the American people. That's really what you're focused on, right? And you want me to... So look.
Well, I'm really focused
if you just
on
look back,
19...
What's that?
Who the people are that are really behind this. And the research that I've done, again, it leads to a few of the Zionists that run the deep state of America that, the same as these are the same people that did 9/11. It has all the same markings of their war tactics on how they go about doing things. So I'm curious to know your point of view about that.
Well, look, my view on this is the following. The world has gotten, as we say, closer, right? Smaller. And it's gotten smaller, not only for all of us who can communicate with people halfway around the world, but it's also gotten smaller in terms of the consolidation of power among a finite set of people, a finite set of people who believe in global imperialism. And you can put various isms on that. But it's people who believe that a finite set of people know more than you or I, and that they know better. And I think if you look at it much more philosophically, so people can actually appreciate that this is not some conspiracy. It wasn't 200, 300 years ago. We had people called monarchs, right? Monarchy. And the monarchy believed that they derived their power from God and that they were better than you or I. Everyone remember this, right?
Right.
And still, right? So this is not that long ago that there were sets of people who actually convinced the rest of the poor serfs and peasants that they had a direct connection to God, and therefore you should eat garbage and you deserve filth, and they deserve to live in beautiful palaces. Remember this?
Right.
That's what we fought against.
Right. Dr. Shiva, I have to let him go because we only have 10 minutes left. I've got to get the next one, Jeffrey. But thank you, Fizz from New York. Glad you were on the show. Let's get to Jeffrey Berger. Jeffrey, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Dawn. Dr. Shiva, thanks for all that you're doing and have been following you. But I believe in the microbiome, which is a science that's disrupting the health and wellness industry today. And with that being said, mental wellness, as a mental wellness advocate out there really educating the consumer about the microbiome in regards to gut-brain access health, what is your opinion about the use of Monsanto and this glyphosate, the pharmaceuticals, the vaccines that are being used that are not being tested, being a major player in the destruction of our immune system, which is primarily located in our gut?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's really interesting because the gut of the human body in traditional systems of medicine was known as the earth element, right? It's where everything comes from. And you look at the earth, when you look at glyphosate and particularly genetic engineering, I did some of the earliest research work. We published 6 papers showing that when you genetically engineer soy and corn, that it disrupts what's called the C1 metabolism pathway, which is a fundamental pathway in all, not only plants and fungi, but also bacteria. So when you perturb those pathways, the body will actually, the cell metabolism will actually accumulate formaldehyde and downregulate glutathione. Now, you now apply that to what happens when you take those genetic engineering components and then you're consuming them, or more interestingly, what happens to your gut bacteria when you're hitting it with lots of toxin, that you actually start affecting the metabolic pathways. And the immune system, as I shared in my research I presented in the Distinguished Lecture at the National Science Foundation back in November, was the following, that the immune system includes not only the innate, not only the adaptive, it includes the interferon system, but the microbiome and the virome, and it includes the gut-brain axis. So when you start affecting and you start disrupting the balance of homeostasis in the gut microbiome, you actually start affecting, you can upregulate neuroinflammation in the brain. And so this connectivity is not really cared of for Big Pharma. Their goal, and remember, Big Pharma and Big Ag now are one. There's a reason that Monsanto is under Bayer. One hand creates problems, and the other hand, quote-unquote, solves problems, okay? Fake problems, right. And they create real problems, and they create fake solutions. So that's what you have. You have the marriage of Big Pharma and Big Ag. By the way, both of them who came out of war, right? Wartime medicine. Big agriculture came from dropping Agent Orange, Monsanto and Dow, and then they converted themselves to becoming the creators of glyphosate, atrazine, you go down the list. So we need to understand that the body, as you're bringing out, the gut bacteria is one of the most essential things for immune health. In many traditional cultures, the number one source, by the way, of longevity was social connection, but the number two was many of these cultures always drank some type of fermented drink, which was really to support the gut microbiome. I remember my great-grandfather, you know, going out to the fields to work, you know, he would drink this. He would take rice, put a little bit of water in it, the previous rice of the previous day, it was fermented, and he would drink that water, which really was supportive to all the B vitamin development in the gut. Gut microbiome is essential. By the way, no one talks about that. Fauci's not talking about it. Bill Gates won't talk about it. Zuckerberg won't talk about it. Clinton won't talk about it. And it's really, really despicable that there's not one discussion about the immune system and boosting it. It's all about flatten the curve, social distance, and wait for the vaccine. And this is all very, very, very well orchestrated. Nothing about the gut microbiome.
You're right on point, Dr. Shiva. Oh, my gosh. We have to have you call back again. I know, Cassie, hold on, Jeffrey, because you have another question. Let's get Kathy. Cassie, you have a question for Dr. Shiva. Are you there? Cassie?
Hi, Dr. Shiva. Hello, hello.
You're live.
How are you?
Hi. Well, I want to thank you very much. We're trying to get you out there on social media, and we're just sharing you everywhere. My question is, now that we're in this mess, what do we do to get ourselves back out there in the world? I know they're calling it the Magic Three. Is that vitamins A, B, and C? Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, vitamin A, D, and C. So, look, the first thing you need to understand is that everyone listening should understand that big pharma and big agriculture, big academia has all become consolidated into one, and they don't give a damn about everyday working people at all. What they care about is control, profit, and power. And what we're witnessing right now is the onslaught of those three forces against everyday working people. They will even crash an economy. They will even quarantine all of us to put the fear into us as though viruses are going to destroy our immune system. It's all based on fake science, which Fauci has been part of for nearly 40 years of his career. The truth is that the immune system has gone through, if you believe in evolution, billions of years of development, if you believe in natural design and God, the immune system is quite resilient. And the goal of every human being is to take responsibility for their own lives. The goal is for us to decentralize health back to the individual and their practitioner. And how do we get health? Well, let's just look at it very simply. We live on a planet with something called the sun, okay? Everything on this planet requires the sun. Well, the sun gives us vitamin D through the UVB radiation. Well, what does the vitamin D do? Well, the vitamin D promotes many reactions. It's a hormone. It's not just a vitamin, it's a hormone. It's very powerful for so many chemical reactions, all documented in nearly 80,000 papers in PubMed. So this is not me making this up. In addition to that, when it comes to viruses, vitamin D is an amazing weapon. It's like a musket. It's like a gun which leads to bullets called cathelicidins. And those cathelicidins are literally bullets that are made by your body with the presence of vitamin D to knock out the membranes of bacteria and viruses. Vitamin D. Well, if you can get it from the sun, great. But if we're keeping us locked down, people should really consider taking D3, cholecalciferol, which is what I put to the president for people under acute conditions, high dosage for a short period of time, a couple of days. For maintenance, in my case, what I recommend is 5,000 to 10,000 IUs for adults. But vitamin D is an antimicrobial. Vitamin A. Vitamin A, think about it as something really is like the armor that protects your walls, your cell membrane, so the viruses can't even get in. Well, where does vitamin A come from? Well, if we could eat the great green, you know, organic leafy green, the purple vegetables, these are amazing nutrients because if your thyroid is working well, which for young people and most people it is, as you age it declines and people can boost that with iodine and iodide. But if your thyroid's working well, you can have a TSH test. It's a very simple, cheap test. If it's working well, your body will make vitamin A. If not, vitamin A palmitate is what I told the president about. Well, that's a bioavailable form of vitamin A, and your body will literally use vitamin A. It'll use vitamin A to create cytokeratins, which are walls around the cells. And you can see beautiful pictures of these. So that's a protector. And the third is vitamin C. Vitamin C is an antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It also is an antimicrobial, but it also modulates, you know, especially for people in critical conditions in the ICU with high dosages. You know, everyday people, maybe 500 to, you know, 1,000 milligrams. You guys are, if you're down in Florida, you're getting, if you can eat the good orange juice, it's great, right? Yeah. The vitamin C. But for others, if you can get the vitamin C, but for people in critical care, it is a criminal that we're not giving people high dosage vitamin C, even 10 to 15 milligrams over 6 hours. I mean, I said 100 grams over 6 hours. I told the president 100 grams for people in critical condition. By the way, everything I'm saying is well documented in the literature. People use this in ICUs. And the fact that we're taking people and putting them right on a ventilator and basically destroying them and giving them less than a 10% chance of survival, is frankly not anything about public health. It's about, in my view, it seems like they want to crank up the fatality numbers.
Well, doctor, you are a godsend. I'll tell you, it goes so fast. I don't know what your schedule is in the next couple of weeks, but I'd love to have you come on more on Tan Talk Radio. I'm Dawn Reese. And also, you know, I have a quick question. Jeffrey has one more. My engineer is giving me a countdown. I'm like, no, it's too fast. Dr. Shiva, my question is, when, you know, I go into the store, I'll run in, I'll run out. And a lot of people are, you know, don't have the mask on, have the mask on. People are saying you should have a mask on. If you don't want to wear a mask, I mean, he's giving me 4 minutes. Oh, no. What is your opinion on that?
Well, you know, I can tell you this, right? You know, the mask on, mask off, it seems like it's becoming a political movement, okay? Mm-hmm. And it seems like those people may not wear masks, they're going to be the dissenters. So I see a politics to it. But my personal view is that this entire process is creating social isolation.
Yes.
Which is not good for human beings. And beyond everything I've talked about, vitamin A, D, and C, you know what the number one reason why people live long? Number one, people who smoke, who may eat horribly. Number one reason has been social connections, friendships, fellowship with people, love in their lives, and connection. What we're doing with this whole nonsense is disconnecting people. We're all viewing each other as enemies right now.
Oh, I see that. Now, I'll tell you, I walked in the store. You can't, I smile. You know, I wait, you know, and you give it a little smile. They are turning like they're stone, you know. And
right. So what does that do? At the biological level, in 1988, one of the landmark studies, so social isolation destroys the immune system.
Wow.
Destroys it. It makes you more prone for virus infections and cancer. Why? Because another very wonderful piece of research clearly shows at the molecular systems level, which I study day and night, is that at the molecular level, social isolation, they actually did this at the clinical level, depresses your immune system by turning off your immune system from creating antiviral compounds, and it creates pro-inflammatory compounds. And social isolation is more detrimental than high blood pressure, than obesity, than smoking.
Well,
so that's what you're talking about.
And look at these kids now. They're in their rooms. They're stuck. They're not getting out. They're playing video games. They're on school.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Shiva, is it possible?
Yeah, so these people, in closing, do not care a damn about public health. This is an agenda, because anyone who has a common sense, which most working people in this country still do, they're looking at this. They know it doesn't make sense. So the only way for them to question their own common sense is fear and ignorance.
Wow.
Ignorance of the immune system and fear.
You are.
Anyway, it was great being here. I thank you for the opportunity.
One more second. We have 2 minutes. Jeffrey, you had another question. Is he still there? Dr. Shiva? Do we lose him?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey, you had a quick question.
Okay.
And yes, go ahead, Jeffrey.
Sure. Real quick, Dr. Shiva, you talked about the infrastructures on one of your other shows in regards to health, food, energy, and our so-called systems that protect the people. But these really are the global pandemics that we're looking at today that are out there. And can you just generalize how this is really affecting all of us from a high level, with all those between health, food, energy, and our so-called systems, and for people to kind of wake up here?
You're talking about how the global food supply is affecting us? Was that?
Yeah. Regards to that.
We have 1 minute.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, look, I can just tell you, you know, at a broad level, food is medicine, and it's high time we recognize that, and it's high time we ask all these doctors who have the MD title, why is it that they don't get one nutrition course in medical school? That's what we should start asking. And look, there's a lot of fine people go to become medical doctors, but they don't learn anything about food. Nothing. And the Hippocrates said food is medicine. So what are they actually learning? What they're learning is big pharma is medicine.
Wow. Everybody, this is Hollywood Connections. Hollywood Connections, we call it today. Dr. Shiva, stay on the phone real quick. I want to jump back to my engineer's room. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. We'll be back next week with David Hefner from The Last Evangelist.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.